The 43-year-old Clinton of Fisher, a 14-and-a-half-year veteran of the agency, was charged this month with burglary, which was unrelated to his dismissal. Documents reveal Clinton was serving as an instructor during firearms training on September 30th of last year and was observed displaying erratic behavior and having an odor of alcohol. He had his blood and urine tested and then was placed on paid administrative leave before being suspended without pay. Cobb says it was quite concerning that Clinton had alcohol in his system in a firearms-type setting, which he says could be a dangerous situation.
Anytime an employee shows up for duty, we expect them to show up fit for duty, and that's not under the influence of alcohol. In this particular case, he was showing up to be an instructor at one of our training facilities. Recognize when we do department training, firearm training, there's multiple instructors present. There's a head instructor or a lead instructor. This employee was not that person. So at this particular time, when he showed up, he never got directly involved in the firearms training per se, because one, he arrived late, but two, once he got there, he pretty much stayed away from everyone else.
Clinton did not have a major history of discipline. His record included being unfit for duty due to medications, but Cobb says the officer was held accountable.
For the most part, he was a solid employee prior to these incidents popping up, but when the incidents popped up, we started addressing, deal with them, and we held him accountable as we moved through our process.
Clinton returned to duty on February 20th of this year. On March 13th, a front desk employee could smell alcohol on Clinton and saw he had bloodshot or glassy eyes. The department says the officer was immediately placed on leave and never served the agency in any capacity after that incident. I'm Michael Kaiser.